Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again to Free Inside Ministry, radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. Hey, I'm Reverend Bulla Eastman. This is my lovely bride, Lynette.
Aloha.
And also today is Tuesday, so we do have Pastor
James Byrne, everybody. Jesus.
We've got to scrape him off the ceiling already.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hey, you guys better get ready. Tuesday nights are great.
The Holy Spirit is here.
It's already here. Dropped the load and he's got more to come. Hey, it's 99.5 FM, The Word in Honolulu, right about 9:30 p.m. This should be Tuesday night. And also in Arizona, you could be listening and should be listening to Grace 91.1 FM coming out of Eloy, Arizona. Should be right about 10 p.m. on a Tuesday evening. Streaming live here in Hawaii at www.995theword.com. And in Arizona,
it is grace911.com.
And we got some shout-outs.
The shout-outs tonight, we like to shout-out to our brothers and sisters in Alava, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, WCCC, women, and to Arizona, Segura, Arizona, where there is 1,500 of our men incarcerated. And we like to also say aloha to the other prisons in Eloy and Florence, Arizona, listening in tonight. Aloha, everybody.
All right.
And for those of you that would like to write us, we have P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. We love to get letters, and we'll have some from the staff answer you back. And our website is, guess what, www.freeinsideministry.org. Or you can email us at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And on the social media, on Facebook, search us at Free Inside Ministry. And for those of you that want to just have a little one-on-one with Reverend Bulla, please call him at
808-222-2822.
Nothing better than having a three-wheel tricycle running at full speed. You know, when Lynn was gone, it was like a two-wheel tricycle. Yeah. And some of those nights, it was a one-wheel tricycle with just me. But
yeah, it was squeaky.
Bunga didn't make noise, bro. Hardly move. But it's all fixed. We're not bossed up. We're coming back in the name
Thank
of Jesus.
You, Lord.
In the name wanna, of Jesus.
Want to say big mahalos right out to our sponsors, First Assembly of God, Red Hill, Senior Pastor Clayton Cole. Also, Sister Marianne Gananciel, who gave us the initial seed to partner with us
in Arizona.
Thank you for that. And also to Pastor Bird Mahalona and First Lady Lucy Mahalona and Fishers of Men Ministry for continuing to partner with us with that seed that has been planted to enable this program to reach all those that are over there in Arizona. And now, last but not least, of course, is Mark and Mary Benson, Danny Asala, Honolulu Ford. You know, third year strong with this program, and we can't say enough good things about them over at Honolulu Ford.
If you're looking for something, please go to Honolulu Ford.
Check them out. They'll make it worth your while. But, you know, this is, like I tell everybody, this is Tuesday, and on Tuesday, a couple things happen.
Are you ready to go?
Fish.
Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Fishing.
And I will make you fisher.
Go fish!
You know,
hallelujah!
Those people in the back of that dump truck, they wait all day to clap. You know, they're just special people.
Came in the Camaro.
Let them out now.
Oh, now. Only half the people came in the Camaro. But you know, this is Free Inside Ministry, guys, and we just want to let you know we love you so much. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
Yes,
and you know, you could be listening to a lot of other stations, and we could be doing a lot of other things, but God has partnered us together. He's locked us up together, literally in heart, spirit, and mind.
Yes.
Just you and us. Spend about half an hour together. We're going to talk about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not going to put you down. We want to lift you up. We don't want to discourage you. We're going to try and encourage you. Show you that there's only one way, the way, the truth, and the life to get to the Father, and through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We have a special song. Now, we are spirit-led, spirit-filled, Pentecostal, Bible-thumping, scripture-speaking witnesses to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So you're going to hear us go, but we're going to invite the Holy Spirit, and we're going to ask a little help from a gal named Francesca Battistelli, and she does a pretty good job doing that on her own, but we're going to let her just sing for you guys tonight. So this is Francesca Battistelli, and it's called Holy Spirit.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope.
Yes, Lord.
Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
You know, that's, I don't know how, you know, you see, everything had to happen. And Pastor Bird, you would agree with me on this. See, it had to happen. The script was written. Jesus had to go on the cross. He had to die on the cross. He had to rise from the grave. He had to ascend to heaven. Because if that didn't happen, he even said this in the Bible, that he would not be able to leave the helper. He would not be able to leave the advocate. That all had to happen so that he could leave
the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit,
yes,
with each and every one of us. And on, if you remember, if you've seen the Passion of the Christ and the scene of the cross, you know that it was at that point where he committed his will and the Spirit to his Father in heaven. But it's at that point where you have a transference, and I've talked about that before. It's where he took all the sins of the world into his body, into his flesh. But you see, when he took something, there was an exchange. There was a transference. There was an exchange of something. And he took our sins so he could give us his righteousness and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what happened on the cross. That's the burden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know what? I just thank you, Lord, that our trials and tribulations are going to push you to you.
That's right.
Our trials will push us to you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And we take it at the cross. We found rest. We found peace.
Yes, thank you for
peace.
We found deliverance.
Yes, transformation.
Revelations after revelations.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of your word.
Your word, Jesus.
This comes alive, Lord, tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
We just wanted to bring that revelation of your Spirit and your word.
Mm.
A lot of us, we're lacking. Regarding the deep regards for your word, Lord.
Mm.
Forgive us, Lord. We're not taking it seriously.
Thank you.
There's a lot of things that's hindering your voice in our life, in our ministries, in our children, Lord. We need to speak the truth. We need to do it with love and compassion.
Yes, Lord.
Not with an upper hand.
No, Lord.
Not with a fast word.
That's right.
But with the Spirit and the word of wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
To help us, Lord, to continue what we read. Continue, Lord Jesus, to be the man, the mighty man and woman that you have called us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And not lacking anything. There's a lot of obstacles we need to get rid of. A lot of unbelief, uncertainty. There's a seriousness of God coming soon, church.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters, in 2 Timothy, he's talking about the revelation concerning the churches.
Yes.
He was helping the Corinthian church. Helping them to, and a lot of the stuff that he wrote was in prison. In prison he wrote doctrine, and the voice of God speaks to him. You know, sometimes we need to be in our little prison.
That's right.
Not literally a prison, but we are prisoners
for
Jesus.
By ourselves. That's right.
We need to hear his voice.
Hallelujah.
We need to stay still and know that he is God.
Yes.
We got to get out of the way. We got to let God be God.
Mm.
And some of us, we still like drive that car.
Amen.
We cannot drive.
Amen.
Jesus drives. He drives us where he wants us to go. And you know, just thank God for the Holy Spirit tonight.
Yes,
he's just moving. Moving it in our hearts. You can just feel his presence through that song.
Ooh.
He just saturates this atmosphere over here in 99.5, the word.
Yes,
he just saturates this place and the airways, Father God, tonight, Lord Jesus. That people would hear your voice, not us.
Yes,
we just can't do it, Father God.
To
speak your word and that people
Lord.
Would see and hear and understand the revelation regarding
Lord.
The deep words from your Bible.
Yes, Lord.
That would help us tonight. So, Father God, bless our word as we get into our word. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, my brothers and sisters.
And so I'm in the Message Bible, and it says, stick with what you learned and believed.
Hallelujah.
Sure of the integrity of your teachers, why you took in the sacred scriptures with your mother's milk. There's nothing like the written word of God for showing you the way to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Every part of the scripture is God breathed, and useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. Through the word, we are put together and shaped up for the task God has for us. Bula, we're in 2 Timothy 3:14.
3:14. And in 2 Timothy 3:14, in the Jesus book, it says, but you, Timothy, you got to stick with the stuff you ain't learned already. That you got to make sure other people know them too. Because, you know, the people that will teach you all this, and you know how they stay. Did you go on to 15?
Yes.
From small kid time, you know already the things the people from before time went right inside God's special book, the Bible. You know that this stuff can make you come smart for know-how, for live, forget out of the bad kind stuff. That's why you got to trust God's special guy, Jesus Christ, and got to stay tight, and you got to stay tight with him. Hey, everything inside the Bible stay there because God put them inside the guy's head that went talk for him, for teach and for show what stay wrong and for help people pow do bad kind stuff and come back and stick with the good kind stuff and for teach people for do what's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, my brothers and sisters. You know, God's word is to help us understand and meditate, and there's a consistency of daily reading and daily understanding, because the more we read, the more we understand God's knowledge and His vocabulary,
yes,
as the Word
the
brings
written
it to us.
Word of God.
Exactly. It will gain knowledge.
Yes.
The knowledge of what His way is, not what our ways is.
That's
it's
right.
Going to be easier that we can discern the voice of the Lord when He speaks. So there's a, you know, a on verse 16 it says that all scriptures are being given inspiration from God.
Yes, amen. Training us up
for doctrine, mm-hmm. reproof, correction, instructions into righteousness.
That's right.
So it's helping us, you know, it's helping to take out some stuff, but there's an urgency that the writer, Paul, the apostle, he was writing to the churches. There's an urgency to today, Reverend Bull.
Mm-hmm.
God is coming soon.
That's right.
We got to read the word. We got to be constantly read the word so we can be prepared, because plenty of people are growing weary.
Yes.
Plenty of people are losing focus. I've seen there's some churches where people are giving up. There's so much things happening today. There's so much confusion and frustration and people's bad attitude. And if you're not in the Word, if you're not reading the Word, you're not being strong in the Word, it's going to hinder the voice of God.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's going to hinder your understanding. And
for you, your family.
Your family, your ministry.
Your ministry, your
verse 14 said you got to continue to learn. To read,
yes, train,
what you have learned,
train.
There has to be. You got to practice.
That's
you got to practice, and you got to be practicing them in the truth, because
that's
you
right.
cannot be doing and saying things that's not doctrine.
Mm.
You know, we cannot be doing and saying things that is not right. We
got to be double standard, Pastor.
We got to be the truth, the word.
That's right.
We got to stay in the word, stay in the script. Stay in the script.
Stick to the script, Chaplain
Borges.
Stick to the script. Amen. So we got to don't get off the script. Don't go making your own stories. And just stay in the script, because God's word is the word that inspires people.
Mm.
It's not your words. God's word want to inspire people. And we can see that hindrance of mastering God's word. We can find and see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14.
Yeah, well, and in the Message Bible, it says, and I'm not changing my position on this, I die before taking your money. I'm giving nobody grounds for lumping me with these money-grubbing preachers vaunting themselves as something special. They're a sorry bunch, pseudo-apostles, lying preachers, crooked workers, posing as Christ agents but sham to the core. And no wonder! Satan does it all the time, dressing up as a beautiful angel of light. So it shouldn't surprise us when his servants masquerade as servants of God, but they're not getting by with anything. They'll pay for it in the end. And we're at 2 Corinthians 11, 14.
And in the Jesus book, it says in 2 Corinthians 11, 14, hey, that no blow our minds, because the devil, he gonna try to act just like he a good angel messenger for God. You know, that's... Let me get back there. For God, that's no big thing if the devil's worker guys go try act just like they're working for the good and right stuff too. That don't blow our minds. Bombay, God going to pay them back for the bad kind stuff they went do.
Mm.
It's going to catch up with them.
Yes, going to catch up, Pastor.
Judgment and condemnation is not upon us. We just mm-hmm. share the love of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Kind of scary when it talks about we shouldn't be surprised that the Satan's servants will be masquerading as servants of God.
You gotta be careful. You gotta
know. They'll be right there in church with you.
You're not gonna know. They're gonna look like the light. They're gonna sound like light.
Mm.
But they're deceiving.
Well, yep. Satan himself is a fallen angel.
Exactly.
You know both sides of the fence.
Exactly.
You know both sides of the game.
He was outside.
That's right. You know the offense and the defense.
Heaven, he was outside of heaven.
You know what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Deceive them.
So, you know, the self-deception, my brothers and sisters,
yep.
The self-deception is the practice of deceiving oneself without God's knowledge.
Mm.
It's not about knowledge of the world or your knowledge. Stay in the script. Stay in the
knowledge
word.
Knowledge of the word.
Amen.
The living the word that is within us.
Amen. You know, in this whole chapter, man, I myself got to check and got to check myself. I got to make sure that I'm in line with God's word.
Mm, amen.
This is we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about the truth. We're talking about His word, not my words.
That's right.
We're talking about the truth, and the truth, and God knows. God knows everything. We're not gonna fool Him. Nothing gonna pass Him. We cannot mock God. We cannot. It's not about us, Pastor Bula.
That's right. Not about
us. Always about Jesus.
Always about Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We ain't going to do nothing without Him. It's through Him that we have salvation. It is Him that we have the knowledge and wisdom. We cannot get that self-deception of oneself. It's not about
Hallelujah.
Us. And the knowledge got to be in God. In deep regard for God's word.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We got to stay in the script. Now, if you, brothers and sisters, very important tonight. Deafness does not begin with your ears.
That's right.
Deafness begins with your will.
Yep.
Oh, amen.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Come on,
I'm
somebody.
Talking to somebody tonight.
Your will and your obedience.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's your choices.
Exactly.
Choices. Hallelujah.
Choices and outcomes. Your choice is going to lead to the outcomes. Mm-hmm. What voices are you listening to?
Amen.
Deafness. Listen, deafness is not in your ear. It's about your will. Mm. You will. Some of the stuff that hurts us and the deafness that we hear is this. Hurt opens up the doors of deafness.
Oh, yeah.
Unforgiveness and jealousy. We talk about with 2 Timothy with Paul. He was teaching about that. Jealousy. You can see jealousy in a church.
That's right.
Jealousy in a house. Jealousy. We're supposed to be together as a unity of body of Christ. It's not about position. It's about our relationship with Jesus.
Amen.
And our love for one another. So there's a lot of doors that opens up toward deafness. One of them is hurt, for unforgiveness, jealousy. Unhealthy fear also opens up the door.
Offenses.
Of death. Yes.
Fear.
Offenses.
I feel offended. I feel offense.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff that closed the door on the doctrine, sound doctrine of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It robs the churches. It robs everybody.
Yes.
It rips everybody off. And if you don't know, this tonight is going to help us to understand.
Hallelujah.
It's not to make you feel bad, my brothers.
No.
We need to teach the apostle teaching that Paul is trying to teach Corinthian churches. He went from church to church to help them to realize that they're doing things that is not accountable to God's word. No knowledge
Amen.
Of God's word. We got to stay in the script, and we got to continue hearing what God has to say. We got to forgive. There's a lot of unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. There's jealousy in the churches. There's the deaf
need
ear.
To let that go.
We got to let it go, my church.
Let it go.
You can find, look at this in Matthew 13, 15, and 16.
Yes, I love this.
Matthew.
In my message Bible, your ears are open, but you don't hear a thing.
Mm.
Your eyes are awake, but you don't see a thing. The people are blockheads. They stick their fingers in their ears so they won't have to listen. They screw their eyes shut so they won't have to look. So they won't have to deal with me face to face and let me heal them. But you have God-blessed eyes that see and God-blessed ears that hear. A lot of people, prophets and humble believers among them, would have given anything to see what you are seeing, to hear what you are hearing, but never had the chance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that was Matthew 13, 15, and 16.
Yes, sir.
Because these people get hot-head. Their ears no can hear good. They close their eyes because they don't like see for real. Their ears, they don't like hear for real kind. Inside them, they don't like understand nothing.
Mm.
They don't like change the way they stay living. So I can make them good. That's what God say. But you guys,
yes.
You stay good inside because your eyes can see for real and your eyes
You're
can hear
so
for real.
Blessed.
That's for sure. And I like tell you guys this too. Long time ago, plenty of guys going to talk for God and plenty of guys going to do the right things, like see the stuff you guys see but never see them.
Mm.
And they're like, hear the stuff you guys hear but never hear them.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Do you know people like that? I do.
That sound like that sound like the old bird Mahilona.
Oh.
Let's look at me first.
Amen.
Let's take the big 2x4 out of my eye.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
The truck backing up.
Yeah. Unload.
Get a load of lumber. Get a load of lumber in his wall. Come on, baby. Wow. How easy for understand.
Mm. Yeah.
How easy to understand. Pastor Burke, can you pray for us this evening?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for the word tonight. Yes, help Lord. Us to discern your voice.
Yes, open our eyes, Lord.
We're lacking regarding your word. We need to take it seriously.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, your word said, my sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
Come on, people.
Hear the voice.
His voice. Not the voice of unforgiveness. The voice of hurt. The voice of jealousy. We need to hear the voice of love.
Yes, Father. May we hear that word.
Father God, I pray that the love of God would be opened up tonight, Father God, and my brothers and sisters, and to forgive. Forgive those that have hurt you, because it's hindering the voice of God. You have to keep, it's mandatory. God said he gave us 2 commandments. He got rid of the 10. He gave us 2. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor.
Amen.
So if you have unforgiveness, I want to help you tonight, give you the opportunity to make it right before God and come back to Jesus by just saying the sinner's prayer. Please join with me. I give you the opportunity. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I confess that I am a sinner.
I confess that I'm a sinner.
I believe you died for me.
I believe you died for me.
And risen on the third day. And now I'll sit it on the right hand side of your Father. Jesus.
Jesus.
Take out unforgiveness.
Take out unforgiveness.
Jealousy.
Hurt.
Fill me with your love.
Fill me with your love.
Your joy.
And joy.
And forgiveness. Jesus.
Jesus.
It is finished.
Tonight,
I receive you.
As
my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Forever. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo! Let all heaven rejoice. And we wanted to let everyone know in Saguaro that is listening,
yes,
sign up for baptism.
May 4, 5, 6. Saguaro, free Saguaro baptism. Go ahead and sign up in your units. I also want to let the Halava Chapel know that Halava Gym Chapel, free inside ministry, will be there this Saturday. And, of course, I just want to, my husband, AMR Chapel, where is that located, Willa?
Alimano Military Housing, going to be there Sunday. Free inside ministry, going to be doing the praise and worship. I'll bring the word and come get fed. Check out the Facebook page and you get more information.
Amen.
You know, we wanted to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. A powerful move of the Holy Spirit. But that's how we roll. We roll with the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, we love you guys, each and every one. But God loves you so much more. But you got to know, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
You know. Hey, if you're tired of being messed up, let's get blessed up. We'll see you tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Aloha.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.